Hello, my name is Eve Peters. This is Type Radio from New York. Now we're talking. So I think I'm just, and also it comes from the internet culture. Anybody can just go sit behind his keyboard and start writing, and nobody knows what are your credentials. Like, if
so, you weren't set out to be like an authority.
No, not at all. Okay. It's silly. It's a passion.
But now that it's happening, I mean, well, what do you feel about that?
I'm amazed. What happens is that now at a conference, certain people I don't know like walked up to me and said hi, and some of them had read my reviews, and I couldn't believe it, and I don't know if I have to take it seriously or not, but I say, what the heck, I'll just continue doing what I do. I know there are people who appreciate what I write, and I know of three people that appreciate what I write. And
your wife?
No, she gets really angry. At some point, I was eye-chatting with Tiffany Wardle about a lowercase g or something like that. And she was looking at my shoulder. Suddenly, she burst into laughing and said, get alive, come on, what are you doing? You are discussing a lowercase g for 10 minutes, and I'm like, what are you doing? What is this all about? And I say, I'm sorry, I got passionate about it. I don't know how it happened. It just happened. And so I feel I have to speak out. And what drives me to continue doing this is that some people have contacted me and said there is not enough reviews about Type. And this is what I perceived as well. I sometimes have the impression, because it's a small industry, and it's really tough. You've got all these piracy issues, and you have to, like, if you try to make a living out of Type, it's also hard. So everybody is nice to each other. And sometimes you think that the niceness, like, overpowers the objectivity, and people are reluctant to say something less good about a typeface. And now that I step in and sometimes say something less nice about a typeface, but I put it into context. I say, all right, but if you compare it to other stuff, that's why I don't like it, or that's why I don't think it's any good. People think it's refreshing that there's something happening, that the discussion is starting, that people can discuss more openly about new type design.
But do you become a dictator in the design studio?
Like, no. Although,
how many people are working there?
We're quite a mid-sized operation. We're 25 people, but it grew like this because before we were two studios. The one was doing more, I hate the word, but it's more low-end. Like, it also did scanning and proofing and setting and stuff like that.
More production.
And yeah. We were a communication company. We did more. We don't do advertising stuff. You'll see in my talk, I don't like advertising agencies. They get it on my talk on Sunday.
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, I don't like advertising. They're gonna get it. I hate what Future Brands did to Dex and Mitt and stuff like that. So they get it. Anyways, so a communication company and a production company got together, and that's why we're like big stuff.
So
because
the dictator.
I'm not dictating. I'd like to see me in a role as one of the advantages of having Mean Studio is nobody has to look up any typeface anymore. So if they get somebody and say, I have to redo this logo, or we have to do this thing in the same typeface, they come up to my desk and I say, all right, it's that one. So the font books are still there, but we're not like flipping through it all the time. Mm-hmm. So that's just a really practical advantage. But then about using what type? No, and they offered me to do that. But I like the idea of a horizontal company, like anybody else's chief. So we discuss sometimes. Sometimes I might step in and say, like, recently there was somebody who was adamant she wanted to use Blue Highway. And I told him, yeah, but we have a license for Interstate, and Interstate is just the same model, and it's much better. So that's when I stepped in, and I thought maybe I might try to influence them. And now we've come to a point that I will advise on purchasing licenses, because up till now, purchasing licenses was really like there was a project and somebody liked the typeface, just bought the typeface, but it gets to be coordinated a little bit better. so that we don't have like 35 garamonds in one. When you could say, all right, that's enough garamonds, let's try something new or something else. But I will never ever go tell somebody you have to use that type, and unless they come ask me. Sometimes we had a specific problem. We had a brochure that had to be printed in both Cyrillic and English, and so and it had to be happening fast. So they said, all right, do we have something in open type that has both Cyrillic and Latin characters? Of course, I had to say Minion and Myriad. I hated myself for it, but that's all we had at the time, because we have Adobe CS, which is not good. It hurts the industry. I want to say that now. I wasn't at Thomas' presentation, but I want to say that bundling loads of fonts, high quality fonts, with your software is bad for the industry. I don't like it. Nick Shen agrees with me, and other people agree with me. And I just want to say it, and I said it again: don't do it. Anyhow.
Good. The recognition of the fonts, doesn't it get harder and harder? Obviously, because there's much more coming out. But what I'm getting at is like the detailing of the fonts is so close to each other.
This is weird because there is one aspect is that recognition of fonts gets harder indeed, because there's more and more, and I can't keep up with what's getting released. So that's why the type identification board is such a great tool, and it should get promoted, and people should be aware of it. This is the best type identification tool. I call it a tool. People might call it a team, but this is like this shit hot. It's incredible, and now it's slowed down because before we had email notification, which meant that as soon as somebody posted a type identification request on type of file, within the minute we knew it, and it's a sport. Everybody rushes in, and you want to be the first, and you want to be under 1 minute. So, and that's how efficient it was. We could identify, I say, half of the fonts within 5 minutes. So, and most of it is, of course, you know a number of fonts by just looking at them, and then another number of fonts you feel them. I mean, the garamonds mostly I don't consciously recognize them. I just feel it in the back of my head. They feel a certain way. I can't explain it. It's only afterwards that I notice the details that tell me, all right, this is the Adobe garamond, this is Temple garamond.
Will the amount of fonts there are and the smaller the more similarities they'll have will lead to like an end, a drying up of the source, you think?
No. I always go back to music when I compare stuff with typefaces. I mean, in the 90s, we got up to a certain point where everybody was saying, everything has been done before. Like, the technology is so good that we can sample anything. You can combine any type of music with any other type. You can cross-pollinate and everything. But it keeps releasing exciting stuff, if you don't listen to the charts, of course. Of course, and I think it's the same thing with type. There is always, like, when I started the booklet, I should mention the booklet now. Maybe that's the next question.
Yeah, okay. Do mention the booklet.
Yeah,
please.
Okay. but when I started the booklet, I got sent stuff, and it shows me that every single time, like Eric explained, there's only 5% of leeway about changing, but that 5% encompasses such a richness of possibilities that you get blown away by stuff that's coming out. And we've done on Typographica, we've done the best of 24, and we were amazed. There was this huge list of typefaces that were worth mentioning, but that was already a selection, so there was lots more, and it's new stuff constantly. So it's of course it's in details, but sometimes stuff jumps out and no, I don't think it will dry up. It just permutates all the time. It's like mathematics in infinities, you know, it just goes on and on and on. It's like number pi, you can go on forever.
Do you have a favorite one? If you had to, no. On an island, one
no,
typeface.
And I get so angry, and yeah. every time, and I wrote it in one of my reviews, I get so angry at people that say, all right,